You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being, which seems to be a growing concern for many people who are struggling with what's happening in a pandemic and now dealing with policing and racial unrest. And as we grapple with some serious issues, a local couple has been doing their part to spread a bit of joy in the community, and they're joining us now on 89.1 WEMU from Ann Arbor, welcoming Ryan and Valerie Malloy. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Ryan is a graphic art and design professor at Eastern Michigan University. Valerie works for Michigan Medicine. And, you know, every week we do a different art. And so there's the visual arts, and this week is the art of well-being. And we're kind of combining those two. But I think the overall impact of what you've been doing is creating some sense of well-being. Why don't you explain to us what exactly you two are up to?
Basically, we've been printing... Val calls them positivity posters. And putting them on the corner of our house, which is on an intersection within the Dickin neighborhood of Ann Arbor, and giving them away for free.
And where'd you come up with the name positivity poster, Valerie?
I think, you know, we talked about this before we started putting them out, and just like kind of what Ryan had an idea that we kind of went with. And I think the idea was just to do something brief and that had a positive message, three word phrases, something short that would really pop on an 11 by 17 poster. And it just sounded, you know, and alliteration's great. So positivity posters.
Yeah, sure.
Came out.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what they say?
So 31 different phrases and counting. So things like do good things. We've done ones that say keep on keeping on. Hope and love are two separate ones that were just one word phrases, but that we thought were good messages.
Your standard hang in there.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, you're the graphic art and design professor at EMU. So are you coming up with the artwork and the designs for all this?
Yeah, I do most of the design work, and then together we print quick fashion, partly for my own sort of sanity and keeping it lighthearted for me. And so they're kind of just types it really quickly. We use pictures that Val takes around the neighborhood, around our yard, of flowers, and just sort of as a way of spreading good positive cheer, kind of in the same fashion of those, I don't want to call them cheesy necessarily, but... You know, they are sort of campy posters, where motivational, inspirational posters. And so I kind of think of these as sort of word art on steroids, for lack of a better word or phrase.
Word art on steroids. But they're helpful. Do you feel like you're making a difference in the community?
I believe so. We get a lot of neighbors, as I'm walking the dog, we get a lot of neighbors who will... thank us for what we're doing. Whenever we release a new poster, Val will post them on the social media site next door. Usually a lot of people will comment about how great they are, how they love them, how they're always excited to see new ones. And in general, it seems like a lot of people are enjoying them. Some go faster than others. If you walk around the Dickin neighborhood, and I think elsewhere, they've started to kind of expand a little bit beyond. So I think like a lot of people at this time are in need of something. And I think it just kind of serves as a nice reminder. And also in some cases, some solidarity within the neighborhood.
Do you just post them in your house or do you sell them or give them away?
So what we've done is we have a little wooden stand that Brian made that just kind of stands up on the corner the corner of our house in our property line and by the sidewalk. So people, when they walk by, can just help themselves. It's, you know, it's kind of, Brian had described it to me before, it's sort of like a little free library, but for art instead of books. People, there's a little sign that says, you know, please help yourself, take one, share it with a friend, wash your hands.
Right. Have you seen them around town? Is it far reaching at this point, more and more?
The furthest I've seen them is just within sort of my walking radius, so maybe about a mile and a quarter away from here. one of our neighbors recently told me that she mailed a whole bunch to her son in California who wanted some. I've had neighbors who've told me that they've distributed them elsewhere in the neighborhood, or they're saving them for their teacher friend who might put them in the classroom. And then a nurse who lives in our neighborhood, I believe, has some on display in Mott as well.
Mott Children's Hospital.
Yeah. And so they've made their way around, and I think I've even heard some have made their way to Ipsy. I don't know exactly where they're located, but, you know, I've had people request and say that they've driven by and picked them up. We've seen somebody who regularly drives by. Anytime Val will post them, they'll drive by, get out of their car, pick up a poster, drive off. I have no idea where they live.
So you've created about 30 of these. Do you have plans to keep going?
Our plan was to kind of keep going as much as we could through the course of the stay-at-home order. We didn't actually anticipate the stay-at-home order having these sort of phased liftings. So we're also in this nebulous phase of when do exactly we stop. But for the moment, we're still keeping on with them.
So at the end of the day, and because this is the art of well-being, how does all of this make you feel?
The idea behind all of this is it's not a big deal, really. It's just a poster on a corner. But hopefully, even though it's a little thing, and any tiny sort of little bit of a way that we can make somebody's day or just make someone smile or be like, oh, how nice. They're, you know, what a nice message and a nice thought to pass along. I think that was our hope in doing all this. And I hope that that's what people are getting from it.
Especially at a time like everything we're going through right now.
Exactly. Yep. And, you know, like we started all this at the beginning of April. It was April 6th, I think, was the first poster that we made and that we put out to share. And we haven't stopped. And that can be hard, too, just kind of coming up with these, you know, what is the phrase that we want to put out there? The idea behind these in general was that we didn't want to overthink it. It was supposed to be quick and fun and light. And, you know, with Ryan being a graphic designer, he can really spend a lot of time thinking and rethinking. Anytime anyone's edited anything or just put any, you know, work into something that you can, it's easy to sort of go down that path of how can I make this better? Is this, you know, should I rephrase it? But that's what we wanted to stay away from because we wanted it to be a fun activity for us as well and a little bit of a break in our day and something to look forward to. That's just what we hope that people are getting out of it. You shouldn't, it's not to be taken that seriously. It's just a quick moment of, oh, how nice, you know, bring a smile to someone's face. So that's all that we were looking to do. And I hope that it's done that.
A quick moment of joy in a very difficult time.
Right.
Well, they are called positivity posters. Ryan and Valerie Malloy of Ann Arbor are creating them and spreading good cheer around the community. And thank you for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you.